You are tuned to WKUFLP Flint, 94.3 FM, and welcome to our 35th anniversary tribute to Michael Jackson's Thriller. I'm Xavier B.
And I'm DJ CeCe. Released on November 30th, 1982, Thriller has sold close to 70 million copies and is still the best-selling album of all time.
And this is one of your favorite albums, right, CeCe?
That's right. I'm an old school girl, so I'm definitely loving Thriller.
Oh, yeah. That's a really cool to hear. It's one of my favorites, too, looking at the CD right now as we talk. So over the next hour, we're going to be playing Michael Jackson's Thriller in its entirety. We've also got some commentary and some surprises, too. So thanks for joining us. And we are kicking things off with a song that I think is kind of appropriate. What's kicking off the block, CeCe?
Up next, we got Wanna Be Starting Something.
Something. I said you wanna be starting something. When I'm by your side, ooh, every moment takes me to paradise.
Heard Baby Be Mine. At the top of the hour, we started off with Want to Be Starting Something.
And up next is a song that was the first single from Thriller. It was released about a month before the actual album, and it peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. This is MJ getting some help from Sir Paul on The Girl Is Mine.
Every night she walks right in my dreams since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. Because the doggone girl is mine. Saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams. just a waste of time, because she's mine. She tell you I'm the one for her, 'cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time, because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
The girl is mine.
We're not gonna fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe.
Support for WKUF comes from the Good Beans Cafe, 328 North Grand Traverse. Telephone number 237-GOOD. Constantly supporting community, culture, and the arts. The Good Beans Cafe.
Thank you.
And that was Thriller, my favorite song on this entire album. And the reason I enjoyed it so much is because the spooky video and how the zombies danced and how easily I was able to replicate those dance moves. On top of that, we started off with The Girl Is Mine.
And see, now, Cece, I'm picturing you doing the Thriller moves. Like, do you still do them now?
I'm over here doing it, if y'all didn't know.
So. Right on. You got it. You are tuned to our 35th anniversary tribute to a Michael Jackson Thriller. I'm Xavier B.
And I'm DJ Cece.
And you can actually hear me every week on the Retro Mix, which airs most Fridays from 8 until 11. And Cece, when can they hear you on the radio?
You can hear my show, Chelsea's Live Line, on WKUF. Next Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m.
Right on. And up next is my favorite song from the album Thriller. And I mean, this is one of those songs that if I'm listening to the CD in the car, I'll just put it on repeat and just listen to it over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Featuring a guitar solo by Eddie Van Halen, this is Beat It.
Just beat it.
and that was Billie Jean. Before that, we had Beat It.
Those two videos, I mean, they still hold up. Those are just some phenomenal videos, especially Beat It. I remember the first time I saw it as a kid, and I was just like, wow, what did I just see? And it's like I said, it's still an amazing video. And MJ, he just had such a massive influence on the music video, because even back then, like after Thriller and Beat It, those videos came out. Mm-hmm. You saw all sorts of pop artists replicating that, where it's like the multiple dancers and things like that. Even Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield, you know, she had the multiple dancers in her music videos. So you can definitely see his influence. And also, too, I know that he's influenced a lot of contemporary music videos, too. Right, Cece?
That's right. Because I love old school and new school, I'm keeping up with the new school trends, such as Beyonce's Formation video, where it seemed to replicate Michael Jackson's theme of having background support. Because, for example, in the video, she would have a lot of background dancers as she's singing solo and just making sure to make a statement. And that's something Michael Jackson strived to do, is making statements.
Very cool.
Up next, we're going to have Human Nature.
If they say why, 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 why
And that was The Lady in My Life. Before that, we heard PYT, Pretty Young Thing, and Human Nature.
And CeCe, did you know who the PYTs were in that song?
No.
His sisters, LaToya and Janet. And I found that out about maybe about 10 years ago or so. And I was like, dang, it totally made sense. It's like I never thought of it before, but where he says, you know, PYTs, repeat after me, and you hear, nah, 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 nah. And it's like, that's Janet. That's totally Janet. I don't know why I never realized that before, but it's like, I love little trivia like that.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for sharing that knowledge.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, earlier we were talking about Michael Jackson's influence on the music video, but he's also been influential on the contemporary pop scene, right, DJ CeCe?
That's right. I pay attention to a lot of the new school artists, such as Usher, Chris Brown, and Bruno Mars, for example. And I actually did some research to find out, according to WhoSampled.com, there are 1,346 tracks that sampled MJ, and there are 740 MJ covers. So that just speaks to the fact that MJ's lifelong career was definitely resonant and resonated according to everyone that listened to his music.
Wow, that's simply amazing. Now, we just heard Michael Jackson's Thriller. However, don't go anywhere. We got some important words, but stay tuned because we got more, so stick with us.
This is Papa Jazz, Felipe Stone. Join us in the zone, the classic jazz zone, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 till noon, right here at WKUF LP Flint, 94.3 FM.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tune in Wednesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. where myself, Lil DJ, and my awesome co-host, Eminem, play anything. When we say genreless, we mean genreless. You're tuning in to WKUF 94.3 FM.
Welcome back to the 35th anniversary tribute to Michael Jackson's Thriller. I'm DJ CeCe.
And I'm Xavier B. And up next is a track that was included on the 2001 reissue of Thriller. This is Michael with Carousel.
She's from a world, a popcorn and candy, pony rides for a dime, little children laughing.
talking. She kept on walking. She disappeared into the crowd. Oh, oh. I lost my heart on the carousel. I do a circus girl who let my heart in pieces. Lost my heart on the carousel. To a circus girl who ran away. Ooh. I was the clown and she was the dancer. We both knew it would never work, but we took our chances. What I can't recall is if there was a girl at all. I still remember all of those faces, and now all I have is memories. Oh, oh. I lost my heart on the carousel to a circus girl who left my heart in pieces. Lost my heart on the carousel to a circus girl who ran away. Two different people, love for an instant. They say that the circus came today. Sometime I can hear the Calliope and I can hear the calling me.
And that was Michael Jackson with Carousel. We would like to thank you for tuning in to the 35th anniversary of Michael Jackson's Thriller album. I'm DJ CeCe.
And I'm Xavier B. And CeCe is like, wow, where did the time go? This hour just flew by, didn't it?
Exactly. It was great because I got the chance to relive Michael Jackson's Thriller album. It's something I don't get to do often. So I'm thankful for this opportunity.
Oh, yeah, you're quite welcome. I appreciate you joining me in the studio.
Thank you.
And, I mean, the fact that we are talking about Thriller 35 years after the fact just shows you the impact that it's had on the world. I might sound like I'm overstating it, but I don't think I am.
It's the truth. Just think about it. It's like, wow. And if you missed part of the show or just like to listen again, we will be re-airing the show various times throughout the weekend. So please visit our website, wkuf.fm.
Or you can visit our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/WKUF943. And you are tuned to WKUFLP Flint, 94.3 FM. And closing out our tribute to Michael Jackson's Thriller is a home demo that was recorded back in 1981. This is the original demo of Billie Jean.
More kicking stuff in the phones, I need it. More bottom and kick in the phones. All of the time.
me, I was a lonely bed, and I began to sing. She called my name, then she said hello. All that I've done, gotta say, gotta go, gotta ride. It seems that you don't believe all I think that I made. All but say, and I care what to do. But I got my day, Billie Jean's not my love. She just the girl that says that I am the one you love. The kid is not my son. Billie Jean's not my love. She just the girl that says that.
Thriller became the best-selling album of all time. It won an unprecedented 8 Grammy Awards, and to date remains the biggest-selling album in music history. Quincy Jones's final thoughts on Thriller.
Well, listen, man, let me put it like this. I never have any doubt how it's going to be. When a record goes to number one, everything then from, as I said, starts with songs. We had killer, killer, killer songs that went everywhere. And it's no, I don't think it's an accident that it hit everybody from 8 to 70, man, everywhere in the world. That's never happened before. I mean, you know, a young black kid to be the idol of so many millions of kids all over the world, it never happened really before. Not on that level, you know. Where does the surprise come from? I mean, everybody in the world goes in to make a number one record. Everybody. So when you get a number one record, you shouldn't be surprised, you know. I mean, something this big, you should be not only surprised, but gracious and feel blessed, you know, and get on your knees, you know, because you don't, nobody knows how to aim at anything like that. You can't, man. That's got something to do with something with divinity. It really does. Anybody that tells me they know how to make an album like this is lying. You know, because you can't plan it.